Homeowners and businesses in Summit County and Park City have a growing property tax burden. Voters continue to support property tax increases like the Park City Open Space Bond passed in 2016 and the transit and transportation taxes passed in Summit County. David Hederle-Smith from the Project for Deeper Understanding says somebody has to pay for all of these amenities.
I think a $25 million bond for the Snyderville Rec District. This next year, we're going to be expanding our high school, and that's going to have a pretty steep price tag on it. Next year down the road, we're going to be building a new elementary school. And suddenly our taxes are going up to where, you know, the housing may be affordable, but the taxes aren't going to be affordable. You know, our secondary homeowners help. They carry most of the burden, and that's sort of a dirty little secret. But
he worries full-time people will be priced out of Park City.
Well, I think amongst our group, we're concerned about taxation levels and really where the community is headed these days. And my understanding is that Park City proper now is about two-thirds secondary landowners. I've been here since 85, and I would guess in the last 25 years that's flipped. That 25 years ago we were about one-third secondary landowners, two-thirds primary. The issue here is it possible that we're pricing ourselves out of the middle class, I guess, is the way to put it.
David Fear, also from the Project for Deeper Understanding, acknowledges the public support seen in the various ballot successes, but wonders how long it can go on.
They will keep voting for it as long as it's not punishingly expensive. But the question is, when does it become punishingly expensive?
The purpose of the forum is to create open discussion on the broader range impacts of taxation and when it becomes excessive. The intention is to keep it apolitical, even though Park City and Summit County's elected officials are predominantly Democrats. The panel will include city and county officials and management. A 10-minute presentation from the County Economic Development Director will start off the evening. Matt Linden will moderate the panel discussion the first hour, then take audience questions the second hour. Again, the Project for Deeper Understanding is scheduled for Monday night, 7 to 9 p.m. at the St. Luke's Episcopal Church on Silver Springs Drive, near the Blue Roof Market. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.